Welcome to the Salty Eclectic Blogcast with your host and author, TJ Allen. These blogcasts are eclectic in that we derive ideas, styles, or tastes from a broad and varied range of experiences, knowledge, and interests. You can find our blog and information on TJ's books at www.thesaltyeclectic.com. So let's get to today's blogcast from the Salty Eclectic.
Being Fully Human, Part 1. Introduction. We have all heard the phrase, "I'm just human." Is that a good thing? Just being human, I mean. Person speaking usually means they are faulted in some way, and that state of faultness is due to just being human. What does it really mean to be human? Are there various levels of human or humanness? Can we be, or has anyone ever been, fully human? From a biblical view, to be fully human would mean to be as God created you or intended you to be created. Take the creation story in the book of Genesis. Adam, the first man, was created by God from the dirt or dust, and then God breathed life into him. This breathing of life is what set Adam apart from all of the creatures. God intended this from the beginning. Next in the human creation, God created Eve, the mother of all mankind. These two human beings were fully human. God created their bodies. God breathed a spiritual breath into the man. This gave him the life force to live, soul, and the cognitive aspects, spirit, that God had. He did not have to do this with Eve since she came from Adam's being. These two humans were perfect in this created state. They were fully human as God intended. In the fall of man, Adam's cognitive disobedience of God's command, the two once perfect human beings were now imperfect. Their bodies and the bodies of their offspring would now die. Slowly at first, but as generations passed and the effects of sin increased, the bodies decayed faster. These generations right up to the present time would not be considered fully human. Why? When Adam sinned, disobeyed God, his spirit died. He was no longer fully human as God had intended. Everyone who followed after Adam has a dead spirit. Even you and I are born with a dead spirit because we are the offspring of Adam. We have inherited this curse of deadness. Look at the stages of growth in a person's life. We all start and grow in the same general sense. We are all in the infant state that is akin to that of an animal's life. We are conscious of our world, but only in a limited sense. What we believe to be right or wrong is not a conscious thought. Like an animal, we respond to the stimulus associated with our actions. If we are burnt by a fire, all we know is that it hurts. If our mother or father spanks us for something we did wrong, all we know is that it hurts, and we respond to that hurt. We do not have a cognitive understanding of right or wrong associated with our actions, not while we are in this pre-cognitive state. However, as we grow, so does our consciousness. The next state of our existence is the cognitive state. Suddenly we know right from wrong. We have some reasoning as to what is right and wrong in the world. Granted, our definitions may be different, however, there is something within us that speaks to us as something being just or unjust. We have now reached a point that we can also distinguish that we are estranged from our Creator. Yet there is still another level that we must achieve. Something within us yearns to go one step higher. That one step higher is to be fully human. The yearning within us to be fully human is a God-given yearning that is designed to bring us to our Creator and back into the God-given state of perfect creation. There is a void. We explored before that the non-fully human man is in a state of a dead spirit. If it is God's desire to reinstate man to his former state of being fully human, he must have a plan for doing this. Thus, if God is to reinstate man to be fully human, then he has to make the dead spirit within the man alive again, or resurrect the dead spirit within him. That is the only way man can be fully human again. That brings us to the next point. There was only one other person who was fully human from their beginning. That was Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. Okay, what was his deal? Simply this: he being perfect, fully human, and fully God, had a mission to redeem us to be fully human again. The plan of God was for the original, fully human being to become fully human, at the same time to redeem his creations. It is a matter of creation, death, recreation. This was and is Jesus. Jesus did not come to earth to make bad people good. He came to earth to make spiritually dead people alive, fully human again by resurrecting or recreating the dead spirit within them to a new life. Those who have not let Jesus do this work in them are still spiritually dead and not fully human. Therefore, there are two kinds of people in the world, fully human and not fully human.
Did you enjoy today's blogcast? You can find more of these at our website, www.thesaltyeclectic.com. Click on the blogcast category at the top. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter. And remember, Matthew 5:13 says, "You are the salt of the earth."